Australia is still extremely attractive for these overseas investors. And we found Indonesia was number one, but Malaysia and Singapore was ranked Australia as number two for their investment property purchases.
There's been a lot of talk in Australia about Chinese property investment. How did China and Hong Kong rate on where they see Australian property as an attractive destination?
Look, 9% of Chinese and 10% of those from Hong Kong indicated that they're investing in Australian property. So that was quite strong.
And how does that compare with the figures for Indonesia, Singapore and Malaysia?
Indonesia was 19% and Malaysia was 26%. So it's behind those numbers.
So actually, in terms of proportion of the population who are investing, Southeast Asia is a much stronger investor in Australian residential property than China.
That's right.
But I guess the Chinese market is a lot bigger.
Absolutely, and relatively, that's exactly right. We look at the size of market as well.
Out of the 7,000-odd people that you surveyed, what proportion are actually investing in Australian residential property overall?
30% of all of those responses already invest in property overseas, and that could be anywhere. So I think it highlights that there is a really strong appetite to invest overseas, and I think it also highlights that they're very savvy. This isn't new to them. They're constantly looking at how to invest in properties overseas.
Which areas of Australia are overseas investors looking at? We've had a lot of talk about Chinese investors in Sydney and Melbourne. Is that borne out in your survey?
Investors are looking primarily in areas like Queensland and ACT. I mean, New South Wales and Victoria still was quite strong, but Queensland showed up as the primary focus, and 25% of responses claimed they were intending to buy in Queensland.
Does the survey contain any findings on why people are choosing Australia to invest in, and also those specific areas that seem to be of interest?
I think, Michael, the reason these investors are looking to Australia are things like, obviously, proximity to Asia. It's a simple flight to capital cities from their hometowns. It also, good education, good health systems, all of this came through in the survey. We know from our existing customers, you know, even things like clean air and the living standards is really important to these customers. And don't think that they're just coming here to invest. A lot of them are looking for longer term. Where am I going to retire to? They're looking at longer-term destination points. This isn't necessarily a short-term investment opportunity.
So this is not just a financial investment. These investors aren't necessarily solely or even mainly focused on what kind of return they're getting. Saying that many
right.
of them are looking for a place to live.
They are, and I can look at existing, you know, with HSBC. We spoke to a customer yesterday as an example. She's purchased an investment property in Australia, but her definite aim is to come back and live here. And this is the long-term strategies that a lot of these customers are looking for. And she studied in Australia 10 years ago and loved the place. And so she's definitely compared sites across the world and has come back to Australia and says it's because of quality of lifestyle, economy, education. They're the things that have drawn her close and have caused her to purchase a property in Australia today.
Do you have any sense from the survey as to how many of these properties that are owned in Australia by Asian investors are being rented out versus those that are either being used for when the owners are here or otherwise sitting vacant?
No, the survey didn't draw that out. We know it's a mixed component, though.
And in terms of the survey, you've surveyed over 7,000 people. What kind of people did the survey draw in and how were they surveyed?
Look, they were affluent by definition. So, for example, in Australia, the premier status that we apply for HSBC customers is a property or a mortgage over $500,000. So that relativity applied to the countries that we surveyed. So they were considered affluent individuals that were surveyed.